participates being at conventions for so long, and when the convention finally begins, it seems that before you know it, you're singing hymn number 64 with tears in your eyes. And then he referred to the time-space phenomenon, which I think I might subscribe to that theory as well. But, dear ones, as we draw to the close of another convention, it never does cease to amaze me how fast the time goes when you're with your brethren, with the Lord's people. Over the past 3 days, we have been enjoyed and been wonderfully blessed with the fellowship of those who we hold so dear. You know, it is only our brethren. These are unique individuals. Individuals called of God, but according to the world, not many wise, not many mighty, or not many noble. But from God's viewpoint, and that's been expressed from the platform over this convention, the cream of the crop. And that's what I consider you. My friends, you're the cream of the crop. I have friends in the world too, but they don't hold a candle to any of you. It is only amongst our brethren, blessed individuals, who are in any sense able to appreciate or to truly sympathize with each other. We know that we all face tests and trials, and our brethren, when we share those tests and trials with them, they know that the adversary is right there waiting to stumble you, waiting to put that insurmountable mountain in front of you just to try to turn you away from the direction that you're going. But we know who's on our side. The Heavenly Father, as Brother Carl mentioned, you know, with his experience at that stoplight. I've had an experience like that, and I'm sure many of you had too, where there's no other explanation but an angel of the Lord has protected me in this instance. Now I'm starting to ad lib and I'm losing my place. But it is a wonderful, wonderful privilege, dear brethren. And let us never, ever lose sight of those exceeding great and precious promises that have been given unto us and that have been given on this weekend from this platform. Brother Freer, just when he spent a few days with us, he mentioned something to me, and he repeated it from the platform, and I guess he credited it to his sister-in-law, his cousin. And it says that when we meet with the brethren, we should expect to receive a blessing and to give a blessing. And my prayer is that I have at least helped a little bit in that respect, because I know on the receiving end, it's been manifold. It's been overwhelming. In addition, from this platform, we have been blessed in the last 2 days with many beautiful discourses, which have been labors of love by our dear brethren. And I liked one thought in Brother David's discourse this morning, and it was about, sometimes we read the scriptures, and all of a sudden some new thing is brought to our attention, just in a discussion with a brother or from the platform, and it just, hymn number 22, which we've all heard that, if we've listened to Frank and Ernest, we've heard it over and over again. And the one line out of there that popped into my mind was that, search we may for many years, and still some new rich gem appears. And this weekend, there's been many new rich gems that I have been made aware of. So, anyway, to get down to our closing comments on the wonderful discourses that we have had this weekend, rather than me trying to do a really poor job condensing them, I approached all of the speakers and I asked if they would assist me in encapsulating their discourses into a very short time frame, and they were also gracious and did that assistance with me. We began on Friday evening with Brother Byron, and it was such a touching discourse. I think it was hard to sit and not experience, not feel his pain that with the child, and then, you know, and to sympathize with him and what the experiences he's going through at this time. But Brother Byron desires us to remember and to consider the father-son relationship between us and our Heavenly Father. Isn't that a wonderful thought? We who are parents can appreciate to an extent the concern and care that our Father has for us, because we experience that from the care we have for our children. Brother Byron also commented on the great love which our Father has for his creation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Isn't that something? In another scripture, he brought out, greater love has no man than this, than someone lay his life down for his friends. Amazing. And I'm sure through Brother Byron's efforts that we've all gained a greater appreciation of our Heavenly Father's love for us, because we are his chosen children. It's an amazing thought. It's one that we can't even comprehend. Next, we were served by Brother Frank in his treatise of the theme text. And what amazed me about this convention, there was a definite theme of love, and even the theme text discourse did not go where we kind of thought it would go. That was kind of interesting. And I think it's proof that the Holy Spirit was indeed leading the speakers in their preparation so that we would have that theme throughout this discourse, or this convention. Brother Frank discussed the entire 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and he suggested the importance of our work in the service of the Lord, and that this work is not done in vain. Brother Frank discussed the importance of self-examination, for the law reveals sin. He showed us in the scriptures, study to show ourselves approved unto God, and to fight the good fight of faith. Brethren, our labor is not in vain. We know that our Heavenly Father has something far, far greater for us. Brother Sid chose the third day covenant. And the thought that he wished to express is basically summed up in a couple of scriptures from Joshua chapter 3. And I'll just read these scriptures. It says, as soon as those bearing the ark had come as far as Jordan, and the feet of the priests, representing the church, bearing the ark, were dipped in the brink of the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap, very far away at Adam. What a beautiful picture of Adamic death being just pushed back in a heap and left there. Brother Bruce passed over to sanctification. And what he wished to impress was the great love which our Savior endured on the cross during those 6 hours. Divine justice required only his life. But the suffering was a completely separate offering for the church, a love offering. How great love was displayed by our Lord. Brother Carlton, in his first discourse of the convention, the life is in the blood. The blood gives us our life, and it's an important feature of the Christian's life, and that is the blood of Christ. It is our Lord's sacrifice that made this all possible. Brother Tom, in his first discourse, a time in the future. And Brother Tom suggested that in the realm of our thinking, we always look to a future time when we know that the church is complete. The foreordained number, 144,000, and the present world ends. And we rejoice as we strive to make our calling and election sure. And then our heart's desire shall be met. Next, we were fortunate to have Brother Jonathan Freer, and he spoke on the royal law. And when I asked him, he gave me two scripture texts, which I would like to just share with you, and they were basically the nucleus of his talk. And one is in Galatians 5, 22 to 26. And these are very, very familiar scriptures. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have been crucified, the flesh with its passions and its desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another. And then the other scripture that he suggested was in James chapter 2, verse 8. If you really fulfill the royal law, according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and you are doing well. Then this morning we had Brother David's service. And when I approached him, he says, well, the manna for June 12th basically sums it up, so I'm going to share that with you as well. And the manna for June 12th, the scripture text is Philippians 3:13. This one thing I do. And that, I think that sentence sums up the apostle's life almost in itself. But the comments say, we observe the apostle's singleness of purpose. This one thing I do. He did not try to do several things. If he had, he would surely have failed. He devoted his life to one purpose to which he was called, and to that end dropped every other aim in life. He did it, too, in view of the fact that all through the present life his chosen course would bring certain loss. Privation, toil, care, persecution, and continual reproach. In this singleness of purpose he was relieved of many temptations to turn aside to enjoy some of the good things of the present life or to pursue some of its elusive bubbles. Then after Brother David, we were privileged again to hear Brother Sid. And he gave just one single scripture text. He says, I will go and prepare a place for you that, and will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. Isn't that a wonderful promise? And then Brother Ben served as chairman for the testimony meeting. And brethren, it is such a joy to those who testify, as well as those who are just the listeners, to be able to share in those experiences that you have, to share in the blessings that you've received, and just to have that sense of oneness, of oneness of purpose and oneness of expression with those around us. And then this afternoon, after the testimony meeting, we heard from Brother Tom once again, and his discourse was entitled The Roadmap. And in his suggestion, he says, in viewing Elijah, because he was a faithful prophet who faithfully completed the tasks assigned him, likewise with us, no matter what we approach, God will help us to arrive at the destination which is our heart's desire. God expects us to lean upon him and to trust him. And finally, the very last discourse, which we have just had the privilege of listening to, was based upon the morning resolve, and I'm not going to comment on it because he so very eloquently gave us some many scriptures and many thoughts upon that. But what shall we render unto the Lord? One scripture that popped into my mind was, Son, give me thine heart, from Proverbs. So, dear ones, we have indeed been blessed to share in this heavenly manna which has been provided for us. And as the Apostle Paul instructed and was mentioned from the platform this weekend, was profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that we may be adequate, equipped for every good work. We appreciate so much the assistance that we have been given by the brethren for our encouragement, and our edification. And that's not only the speakers, but that's every one of you. Additionally, Brother Adam's no longer here, but I would like to express my thanks once again to him for his service as chairman yesterday afternoon, and also to Sister Pat and to Darlene, who helped us with our music to keep us on track. And we would like to express our thanks to those who contributed to the Sunday school program, which we know Lisa had commented earlier how wonderful it was to be able to sit through the meetings and not worry about the children. Well, I didn't have much to do with the Sunday school, but Connie did, and she said the kids were great. But most of all, dear friends, I would like to thank each one of you who has sacrificed so much of your means and your time to spend this weekend with us, as we feel that we are the receivers of so many blessings, I may from the rest of the members of our class. It has been such a joy. And in my discussions over the last few days with Brother Jonathan, he pointed out that I would be remiss to not acknowledge those who had planned to come, but the Lord had overruled, and they were not able to attend, so we must remember them also. So, brethren, in closing, I would like to say till we meet again, and may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you, Brother Brian. We would like to remind everyone that supper will be served immediately after the singing of our closing hymn, and Brother Brian will dismiss us with prayer. And we also remind you that we're having further meeting tonight, an echo meeting, that the brethren can share their thoughts and blessings one with another, words from the platform or in the fellowship that greatly blessed you this weekend. And then we will also have fellowship afterwards in the heritage room this evening. So we'll close with the singing of hymn number 23, Christian Fellowship, hymn number 23. Please remain seated for the entire hymn, and then we'll have Brother Brian dismiss us with prayer and ask a blessing upon the supper meal.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred might, is light
Please rise.
Our most kind and loving Heavenly Father, we, as thy children, humbly bow our heads before you this afternoon with hearts overflowing with thankfulness for the opportunity that you've granted us to gather together this weekend and in this wonderful place. We do give thee thanks, Father, for the wonderful blessings which you've provided in the knowledge of the truth. And we are so thankful, dear Father, that you are indeed a God of love and not of some other character, and that you have indeed provided a plan for mankind wherein the whole world might be blessed. We at this time, dear Father, pray that you would watch over us for the remaining portion of this day. We pray that you would forgive our many shortcomings and failings and grant us the strength and the encouragement that we continually need to continue on more faithful and narrow way. And also, dear Father, we pray now that you would bless the food that we are about to partake of, that it may nourish us so that we may in turn serve thee better and be pleasing in thy sight. And all these things we do pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.